Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited, and I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call, particularly those of you that will be listening to the replay over the next 24 to 48 hours. This will be a shorter call today, due largely because we still have not resolved the issue with YouTube. So that's going to be my primary function for the next week. I'm going to really try and push and get that taken care of. And the reason why this is important is because on a good day, we get about 100 people on our live call. But in a good week, we get in excess of 10,000 listeners to our replay. So 99% of the people that listen to our calls listen to the replay, so it's critical that we get this situation resolved with YouTube. However, for those of you that would like to listen to the replay or would be kind enough to give this information to individuals that are not aware of the fact that the only way they can get this information is on our live call, you can go to our website, which is Trusts with an S, UnlimitedLLC.com. Then you'll click Learn More. Then you'll click Conference Calls, and then you can select whatever date that you want. I'd select you listen to, I'm not sure if it's 10/20 or 10/27, October 20th or October 27th. Perhaps they were both complete calls. Certainly one of them was, but you would know within 2 minutes whether that's the call you want to listen to. But at least one of them has the full call, which is a detailed explanation of our turnkey program with Q&A. So, you know, you can go there and get whatever information you want. And, again, if you could refer that information to someone that can't seem to find us, that would be very helpful. But let's get into what's going on with the currencies, particularly Iraq. First, by way of disclaimer, Trusts Unlimited is not the purveyor of the dinar and these other currencies. We're not advocating either the sale or purchase of these currencies, but as rather substantial currency holders ourselves, we're sharing with you the information we believe to be relevant. And, of course, the most relevant piece of information would be a window for the potential reinstitution and then revaluation of the dinar. We're looking at a reinstitution literally at any time. However, based on some of the information we have here, it could get pushed back to January of 2022. I'm going to get into an explanation of why that may be the case. First, I want to touch on the arguments for the reinstitution to occur at any time. We see that Iraq is a stable nation. We see recently, however, though there was an attempt on the life of the prime minister, all indications are that the Iranians are behind that. So the mere fact that the Iranians are trying to create chaos tells you that the nation state of Iraq is much more stable. They're also enjoying a substantial increase in revenue as a result of the increase of a price of a barrel of oil. They're looking to diversify their revenue, however, in the areas of industry, agriculture, trade, and even tourism. International agencies are now highly supportive of the CBI actions. The white paper reforms are being implemented. The attacks on the legitimacy of the election are falling on deaf ears because it's nonsense. And Iraq is in the process right now of consummating some substantial international contracts, one, for example, with Chevron to help with the refining of oil. And then there's one with the Saudis for the rebuilding of their national power grid. So these are huge contracts. And once again, showing that Iraq is pushing forward and moving ahead. Now, there still are detractors trying to stop or at the very least postpone the reinstitution of the dinar. We have the usual cast of characters that are trying to stop it for their own selfish reasons, largely because they're profiting from the status quo. But there are some economists out there that are trying to make what I would consider to be certainly somewhat legitimate concerns. One is the concern about M2, the money supply. They're saying that the 100 trillion dinar out there make the revaluation of the currency impossible. And I'm going to get into the rationale why I think that's not the case. And, of course, it is a little bit confusing about what's a revaluation, what's a reinstitution, what's a redenomination, and what's a LOP. Very simply, a revaluation is the currency does revalue, the exchange rate is changed, and they will honor the bill that you have, and that's inclusive of all the zeros. Then there's something called a redenomination, or a slang for that would perhaps be a LOP, and that's where they eliminate, for whatever reason, they move the decimal point. In the case of Iraq, they move into three places. They're removing or eliminating the zeros. Now, Dr. Shabibi, and he's been the most outspoken over the last decade over this, has made it clear on numerous occasions that the international investors, whether it be governments, whether it be hedge funds, whether it be central banks of different countries, whether it even be individual groups or individual private citizens who hold the dinar, will have the note that they hold honored, inclusive of the zeros, but that in country, and for lack of a better word, the deletion of the zeros, in my view, is actually the collection of the zeros. They're collecting all of the 3-0 currencies in country, the higher bills. So the lower bills is all that's going to exist, and they'll be worth what they're worth to the Iraqi national. Now, this is my argument why I believe, in my opinion, the money supply argument is moot. In country, if we have collected all of the 3-0 notes and do not honor the 3-0 provisional currency, the small amount that still may be in the hands of nationals, that eliminates the money supply problem, because someone with a $25,000 note in country, it'll only be worth 25 dinar. Someone with a $10,000 note, it will only be worth 1,000 dinar. So they are substantially reducing the money supply with the deletion of the zeros. Now, in terms of the international investors, and let's just to keep it simple and talk about ourselves as individuals, and this is basically the matrix. You will go to the bank to do your exchange. The exchange rate will be on the rate on whatever the currency is going to be worth on the Forex at the point of the exchange. The bank will then turn those dinar over to the Treasury. The Treasury will then present those currencies to the CBI, the Central Bank of Iraq, and utilize the value of those currencies for whatever reason. Now, the United States had an agreement due to the liberation of Iraq to be able to purchase oil at $32 a barrel. Right now, oil is at about $85 a barrel. So that's almost a 3-to-1 on the dinar that they're holding right there. They're able to use that to purchase oil at substantially lower than, the Brent crude price or the global price of oil. What will the CBI then do? The CBI will then retire those notes. So in my view, the money supply issue will be resolved by deleting the zeros in country and by retiring the currencies presented to the CBI from international investors, whether they be governments, groups, or individuals, and retiring those currencies. So in my opinion, that eliminates the money supply issue. So it stands to reason that the only thing stopping the reinstitution is the fact that Iraq is still a country trying to organize itself, and they're not all on the same page. But despite that fact, the reinstitution, as far as I'm concerned, could happen tomorrow, and based on the situation in Iraq, I wouldn't be surprised. But given the fact that we've been involved in this for as long as we have, I could see if it got pushed to January. Now, remember, we're in mid-November right now, so we're not talking about a lot of time. And, of course, now that they have the revenues that they need, now that they're able to close their budget deficit, now that they're implementing all these international contracts, they're going to want a viable global currency. And, of course, they don't want to start paying out once again in January, pursuant to their budget, the dinar at the program rate. It just doesn't make sense. Of course, they've done things in the past that don't make sense, but at some point, you know, things have to come into focus. And so we're in a good place. We're just going to have to be patient a little while longer. Now, again, I'm sorry that we had an issue with YouTube, because that's basically YouTube and IQD calls actually are where our calls are. Most individuals get this information from us. And because we're, in my opinion, as close as we are to the potential reinstitution of the currency, I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep over the fact that we're not formally marketing the currency, trust package this week. But I am upset that individuals at YouTube think that they have the right to decide who gets to speak and who doesn't. So I haven't been personally involved up to this point, but I'm going to have to this week, because I think we're being too nice about this, and I'm going to want some explanations about what's going on. If there's any problem on our end, then that's on us, and I'll bang on whatever doors I have to. But I'm going to do everything I can to make sure our calls are back up on YouTube and we can get back to our normal routine as quickly as possible. In closing, as I said, things are all moving in the right direction in Iraq. The only legitimate argument, and I consider it a quasi-legitimate argument, is the money supply issue, and I think I've addressed that. It's a very complicated situation, but Shabibi and I are in agreement, or I'm in agreement with him, to put it that way. So that's the right guy to have on your side. He's the acknowledged expert, although he puts a value on the dinar substantially higher than the $4 or $5 that I'm expecting. I don't think it's going to get higher than that, but he makes a good argument for why it should be more than that, and that's okay with me. So thanks very much for listening to the call. We'll be back next Wednesday. Certainly, if something of a dramatic nature were to happen between now and then, we'll get out an emergency email and try to schedule an emergency call. But failing that, we will be back next Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. For those of you that are listening to this call, if you know anyone that can't get through because they don't listen to the live call and don't know how to get to the replays, please be kind enough to give them that information. It would be greatly appreciated. Take care and have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.